Mark Bertrand, Chris Gasper, now joined by Scott Zolak. We relocated from our normal spot on the sideline to inside the broadcast booth at Gillette Stadium. A little rainy out there still, Zoe.
Yeah, it's that that cloudy type mist that is just continuing to come down. It's not heavy, but it's enough to dampen the day and put it already in the head of the quarterback that's got himself a set of gloves on, the visiting quarterback, because he's a dome quarterback. He got it on both hands, and he's trying to operate with both.
I've never been a fan of that.
Now you get a guy that's trying to already think, does it work with the right hand? Does I take it off? Do I put it on? Do I put the hand in the pouch? It's already like 30% of the game's won mentally,
Yeah. That's interesting for Cousins, though. I mean, that's a guy who up until this year played in the NFC East, so he's used to playing outdoors. Yeah. And he plays in the North. He has to play at outside in Green Bay and Chicago. He shouldn't be affected. It's like 52 degrees out.
I don't think it's about the temperature. I think it's more about the grip. And
okay.
I think it's the wet. And this is basically worse than a torrential downpour, because it just gets a slickness on that ball. I mean, the balls are orange to begin with. But talking to Willie McGinnis, he goes, it's about an hour and a half before the game. Willie goes, you see the field, right? I'm like, yeah, what? He goes, yeah, they didn't cover it. He goes, you know what that means? He goes, now it's synthetic turf. He said, but when we used to get those fast cut teams in, like the Diggs, Thielen, everything's predicated on, on defensive guys getting that edge, but that field to get a little bit wet. So he goes,
Especially the field was not covered.
He says, I look at the little things, and you know that coming in. That field is not covered. And if it's going to benefit the Patriots as far as having a fast team, back in like 07, they would make sure that field was covered in that undefeated year.
How tight would a glove have to be on your hands, though, to be willing to wear it in a game throwing the ball? Because it can't be loose. It has to be form-fitting.
It's got to be almost two sizes too small to where sometimes you overthink it too much to where you even look at Brady in other years when it was super cold out, he would get scuba gloves, the thicker ones, because the tackified stuff, if it makes sense, when it gets wet, it actually gets more slippery. You look at Edelman and Amendola last year. They actually had to have two guys hold the glove while they force their hand down into it, and they like to tighten it and pull it. And it's like baseball players are sitting there Velcroing the thing 20 times in between plays because they want that as tight and as taut as they can have it.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
It's good glove talk.
No, but this is sort of like the inside football stuff of, to be able to go out there and just execute and do your job here. And it's really interesting to hear that way. So you feel like, obviously, that these conditions benefit the Patriots. We know they've been a much better team at home than on the road.
Yeah, and I think, they're a team that scores 30, 31, 33 at home. And I kind of see them hitting that number today with Burkhead, and you watch him. And it's more of a direct north-south downhill between the tackles. And I think that's going to give a nice little 1-2 pop with Sony Michel. I know Coach really not going to say much about it in the pregame, which tells me they're probably going to unleash his ass. Give him the ball maybe 12 times. He had 18 carries going back to week one.
He was a big part of the plans to start the season.
Yeah,
they had
Texas.
Big plans for him before he got hurt. It's just a question whether he can stay on the field.
We're worried about that. One bad head away from potentially being done this year. So that's what you got to worry about.
Yeah, Bill didn't give you much on Burkhead in the interview last segment,
which tells me he's going to use him a lot.
Right?
Just knowing Bill.
He's sort of,
Bill sit there and talk defense and schemes. Yeah, all you want. Yeah.
You bring up how you're going to use Burkhead.
External pressure.
He goes, yeah, he'll be active.
Continuity and with the offensive line. He loves that stuff.
But
don't ask him about actives. God forbid you ask about the active or hurt player.
Well, he told you, though. He said he'll be active.
He gave you some news.
That's all he said.
Sometimes you have to go in like, hey, I'm going to ask you about so-and-so. No, don't, because he's not going to be active.
All he was willing to give
not
you.
So the case,
we were just commenting here a couple minutes ago that feels like a night game.
People are drunk already.
It'll be dark by the time this game kicks off in another 25 minutes or so. And the crowd a little bit late arriving, so they may be out in the parking lot getting ready for this one.
I ran upstairs real quick to say hi to the bosses up in the booth, and people on the causeway outside, they're looped up out there. They're just hanging out outside the rain. Staying dry until they get
there. Patriot Place, very busy today. A lot of people in the bars and restaurants.
Good amount of Viking fans, or at least, I don't know if they came from Minnesota.
That's a good game.
They're already here, but they're in the jersey, so
it's
interesting.
A good game to come to.
Feels a little bit like a playoff game.
And very important game for both teams. So looking forward to your call
along
with Bob Soucy.
Thank you.